So we all know summer is approaching, which is very exciting. Warmer days are coming. So fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. You can meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-created meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto.
Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals.
Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. What are you waiting for?
With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have a new flavor to explore.
Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust.
Make your day delicious from breakfast to dessert. Stay fueled with easy, nutritious options.
Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like shrimp and blackened salmon.
Keep your kitchen time to a minimum. Factor meals are ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, prepping, cooking, or cleaning up, which Lou hates to do.
I do. I hate cleaning up. Enjoy effortless support for your lifestyle. Choose from 6 menu preferences to help you manage your calories, maximize protein intake, avoid meat, or simply eat well and balanced, which just makes cooking and meal prep easy at home. Not that you're cooking or meal prepping, they've done it all for you.
Head to factormeals.com/common50 and use common50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off for your next month. That's code common50 at factormeals.com/common50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hi, guys.
Hello, CeCe's.
We have some really exciting news for you guys.
We are working on our new baby, which we are so excited for you guys to find out about.
They're like, the new baby? What are you guys fucking cooking up? Well, we've got a new brand coming out soon, which we've been working really hard on, and it's really exciting, and I'm sure you've already probably seen the teasers.
But in the meantime, we are going to be revisiting some of our favorite episodes from over the seasons.
So if you missed one over the time, you might get the chance to listen to it now.
Or if you loved it the first time, you get the chance to love it again.
So we hope you guys enjoy our little walk down archive lane, and we'll speak to you guys soon.
We'll see you soon, dolls. We'll see you soon.
Love you all.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Common Chaos.
I'm nervous to even like speak right now because this has been the most, not even just like the past few days, but like today has been so stressful. I'm just going to say it. Yeah. Me and my boyfriend broke up. Mm-hmm. I know it sounds like such a small thing because so many people break up. Mm. But
if anyone who goes through it knows, you just, it's not easy.
Yeah.
It doesn't get easier too as many times as you go through it.
No. And I think the situation, fuck me, pull it together. It's fresh in the way that like it's not fresh.
Yeah, it was definitely, I was going to say a long time coming, but yeah, it's kind of was a long time coming in a sense. Like it was something that needed to happen and that, you know, you guys mutually called the shots and came to.
Yeah, I think it's
a decision.
It's like, aww. Yeah, it's been a bit of a process for me because it's not like, I guess, a breakup I've ever experienced. Like I've only ever had 2 boyfriends in my life. I've only ever been in love 2 times in my life. And I've learned and like what Ash has honestly taught me when I, you know, fell in love with, I'm just going to say a different name for his own privacy.
Can we come up with one?
Greg.
Greg.
It's Greg.
It's Greg.
We had the name. It was Greg from before we, you know. So when I fell in love with Greg, it was a completely different love to my first boyfriend. And with different love is different heartbreak too, I think. And like this one has been so unique for me because it actually happened like quite a while ago, like 6 weeks ago or so, but it's just, it's really dragged on and like it's been such an emotionally like intense process for both of us, yeah. Trying to navigate it, trying to let go and trying to know what the right thing to do is. Actually makes me a bit upset. I guess everyone's breakup's different, but most of the time when people break up with someone, you often hear like someone go, fuck that person, like fuck them, just like go fuck their best friend, like get revenge, blah, blah, blah. And it really upsets me because it's actually kind of damaging. You're only hurting yourself. Mm-hmm. And I'm so, if I'm taking anything out of this, like, and I'm so lucky that I was doing work with Bella, my coach that teach me how to feel my feelings. Because if I wasn't just feeling my feelings and just sitting in my hurt and letting myself be soft and giving myself compassion, I would be acting out. I would be trying to cause revenge for how I'm feeling. But it's remembering that that other person is in pain too. Mm. But what I'm trying to look back at the relationship and why I think I'm being able to be soft is because I'm looking at how it grew me and I'm trying to give myself more compassion and be like, I'm proud of myself. Yeah. Because I've never, ever cared or loved someone as much as I loved Mr. Greg. Like he completely stretched the limits of what I thought I was capable of loving someone. I feel like sometimes I have a bit of a complex that I can be a bit selfish or be a bit self-centered with my own like desires. But this relationship showed me that I could
put someone else first,
completely dedicate myself to someone. Not in a weird way, just for the fucking sake of love. And I'm such a sucker for love.
Yeah.
I'm such a stupid romantic. And that it was actually really beautiful for me, even when it was really fucking hard sometimes. And if you're going through a breakup and it feels like it does, this is the simplest thing. I can't even tell you, like, I'm just acknowledging the pain that you're in because it's physical. It's like you feel like you can't move, like, fuck, I honestly don't want to get out of bed half the time. Yeah. I went for a walk in the park yesterday and every step felt like painful and it was a sunny day in London and like, I love the sun and I love when it's like, you know, that's my favorite thing and it's, everything does feel a little bit dull, but it's like everything, it will pass and you have to just look for the little bits of
happiness
that it brought you and just remember that it wasn't wasted because I always fight with like, oh my God, like I just
wasted all that time with that person.
I wasted time. Yeah. But it's
a lesson. It's a lesson and it's an experience and that's more valuable than anything. Like it makes it worth it.
1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 your year to finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't actually help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. It's super convenient and helps you with actual conversation tips and tools so that you can learn how to order food, ask for directions, speak to merchants without having to consult language apps while on vacation. It can just give you that extra confidence when in a foreign country or a non-English speaking country. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/chaos. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/chaos, spelled babbel.com/chaos. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The last thing you want to hear when you need your auto insurance most is,
thank you for calling. Please listen to your list of 46 possible service options.
Which is why when you choose USAA auto insurance, you'll get great service that is easy and reliable. 24/7 online service for claims, access to roadside assistance, and more. All at the touch of a button. Start getting the service you deserve. Get a quote today. USAA. Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you're going through a breakup right now as well, just remember, literally time.
I know.
Time, and it sucks.
But use that time wisely. Don't, like,
you actually still have to put in some work to heal. You can't just expect to like wake up better one day.
No, and that's the thing. It takes time and pure commitment to yourself. This is where the self-love comes in. It's like, you know, the easy option in a breakup, and I did this at moments. I know like a lot of people go to this, like you can go down the route of like, I'm going to distract myself and party and destroy my body and numb it, mm-hmm. or I'm going to sit in this pain and sit in the feelings of this heartache.
Because that's where the growth is.
That's where the growth is, sadly.
And it is. You have so many realizations in that period, mm-hmm. and you realize how strong you are when you have no other choice.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's crazy, that feeling. And it's true. You're going to wake up one day, whether it's a month later or 2 months later, and you're going to just feel happier. You're going to feel lighter and you're going to go, wait,
when did I like get here? Fucking free. I'm literally grabbing my microphone right now because I remember that feeling when I had ended it with my last relationship, like for a proper relationship. And I was like, I am free. It's just me. Like, mm-hmm. I get to do whatever I want. I am whoever I want. And I can go and just be Cardia now. And it's liberating.
But
I also think our breakups, like,
We're so different.
So this is the spanner in the works. Mm-hmm. I want you to know that your breakup is never going to be the same as Cindy Lou Lou next to you or Karen Cuckoo on the other side, because every breakup is different, because every love affair is different. But let me tell you, the power of getting back on the horse and having a bit of fun. Now, this is the exciting part of the breakup.
It is. It definitely.
I get little tingles thinking about it.
The, you know, new attention, new experiences. And the thing is like, dabble in that. If you want to.
Ashton's like, I'm turning very lightly with everything that I'm saying right now.
Yeah. Like, do it in your own time when you feel ready. But when you're eventually ready, dabble in it. And, you know, you're only going to be single for however long. Like, it could be a month. It could be 2 years.
Shut up. What? Me still single 2 years later, like,
there's people out there that are like single for like 10 years.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that either. No. When I was going through that breakup, everyone's like, gotta move on, move on, move on. And I was like, ew, I hate men. Like, I don't even want that. But then the right person came along.
Yeah.
God, that fucked me up.
This is the thing. Don't just like dabble with someone for the sake of it. Like, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, do it when it feels right. If the right person comes along and you're like, oh, I feel like I have a bit of connection with this person and like, you know, it could be a fun momo, then go for it. But like, also, if you're not ready and you don't want to do that, then have self-respect and, you know, have boundaries for yourself and don't just do it because you think that's what you need to do.
It can be so hard when you're so in love with someone. You're like, you are the only one for me. Like, I started seeing a therapist because I was just dealing with so much in my life and this, the memories of two big people in my life and like even little fling situationships that I was having was still messing with my head a lot.
Fling-a-ding-ding.
Fling-a-ding-ding-ding-ding-ling. Who's your fling-a-ding of the week?
Who's your fling-a-ding this month?
Nobody.
Oh, yeah.
No fling-a-dings this month.
Anyway.
But I spoke to my therapist and I said, this is haunting me. Like, memories of these people are like really.
You can't cut ties.
I can't cut ties. Like, how do I cut this tie? I'm trying to do all this like cord cutting meditation, like picturing myself, like really cutting the cord. And my therapist said to me, it was such a simple piece of advice, but it has changed my brain profoundly. So she goes, when that person comes up into your mind, you can see them in your head. All you have to do is say no. Very strongly, no, I do not wish to battle with you. Battle.
Oh, battle.
She said, I do not wish to battle with you because for me, I had these feelings of you hate me and you want to cause me upset and anger and all of these things and it would really mess up my energy. So she'd say, no, I do not wish to battle with you.
I love that.
I do not wish to step into the ring with you. I do not wish to give you any of my energy. And it's just no.
Love that.
No. So every time they would come into my head, it's very hard and you have to practice it over and over and over again until it just becomes like a reflex.
Mm-hmm.
Their little fucking annoying head would pop into my brain and I'd just say no. So, and I would be doing this hundreds of times a day until each day it got easier. Then remember when I ran to you and I was like, I'm finally over it.
Yeah.
I'm finally over them.
Yeah.
and I felt free. So that's my tip. It is from a proper trained therapist. It works.
There's another really good one that my old therapist told me. And you basically, like, when their name or their face pops into your head, you literally shoo them away. You go, yeah. Shoot, like a fly. Go away.
Picture in my head is like a baseball bat and just popping their head with a bat and it exploding everywhere. That's another good one. That was a very graphic. You're like, okay, crazy. But yeah, that profoundly helped me. Anyways, that is it for this week's episode.
Oh, thank you so much for tuning in.
We hope you have a beautiful week.
And we'll see you next week.
See you next week. Bye. Bye.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.